Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Wake Up Call. 106.5 The M.
All right, this might get heated. My son Connor got cast in a feature-length movie that's being filmed around here. And Marcus Allen is the executive producer of it and one of the co-writers of it. And today is the day that my son shoots his scene. Now, it's really cool. It's really exciting. Yeah. He's 9 years old, you know, so this is, and he
does theater.
He does theater. Yeah. That's how this all started. Like his a director he worked with in theater was asked to find boys between a certain age. And then she emailed me not knowing that I know Mark. And like Connor did audition. He auditioned twice and stuff like that. So anyway, it's just one line. And today's the scene that they film. And he's supposed to be in a cemetery standing next to his mother at a grave site, you know, just visiting. Okay. And I guess the lady who was supposed to play his mother, she can't come. Okay. So I get a text message from Marcus Allen saying, hey, would you like, or would Connor's mom, my wife, Stacy, be interested in being Connor's mom in the movie? And I said, well, she works, and I don't know if she can get off work for this. And I said, does it have to be a mom? Because, I mean, I'm going anyway. Like, could it be a dad? And he goes, yeah, it's got to be a mom. And I said, okay. Now, sitting 8 feet away from me is
a mom. Some might say the mom.
And little do I know that she can hear all of this.
I knew I didn't even need to hear what Mark was saying. I could tell by what Gavin was saying, because I knew the movie was being filmed today. I knew what was going down. So, and when I, excuse me.
Okay, I apologize.
When we first heard that Mr. Marcus Allen himself wanted to cast Gavin's son in a part in this movie, I was already furious because I'm a Sacramento native. I'm a performer. I've been on stage since I was 4 years old, and I'm damn good at it, okay? Not nary a time has Mr. Allen ever called me up and said, hey, do you think you could be in my movie? Which, let's face it, if anybody in this room should be in a movie, it's me.
Well, okay? I think everybody in this room should say it should be me.
Why would it be you?
You?
I mean, I'm a great actor. I'm
no,
a spectacular actor.
Wow. Yeah.
This is so confusing. Yeah. I always thought it was me.
Okay.
All right.
So here I am. Gavin knows what time I get off work. He could have frankly, so does Mr. Marcus Allen, because he's done radio since he was a baby. Both of you should have thought of me. Thought of your wife. What work has she done in this business we call show?
Well, I think he's probably looking to see, one, if it's convenient for somebody, because Connor needs a chaperone to go with him anyway. Mm-hmm. So if that was the case, then that would really help out. But then also the fact, too, that, like, you know, well, if she does it, she looks like him because she is his mother. You know, it would match up looks department wise. But I can't get a hold of my wife. Plus, I don't think she can go. So, I mean, are you saying that you don't want to do it if it were offered to you at this point? Because you've shut your mouth off quite a bit about this.
Shut my mouth off or spoken hard truths is what I think happened.
Right. Okay. Well, however
do
you want to say.
Do I want to be in a movie that he doesn't want me to be in? No, thanks. What time?
What if I said it was sometime this afternoon?
Okay. And I don't want to. So what would I wear?
Right. Well, it would be, you know, like a dress, something you would wear to visit somebody's grave.
Okay. Well, guess what? My dresses don't fit because I was pregnant. Okay.
So you couldn't do it anyway.
Strike three.
So are you sure you don't want?
Well, can your wife do it?
You answered the question first. Like, yeah, I'm having trouble getting a hold of my wife.
Do I want to be in a movie that nobody wanted me to be in? Is that the question?
Yes.
Yes. I don't. It blows my mind.
I know. People should think of you first. I know.
Maybe he needs a mom type.
Have you thought about this?
He doesn't see me as
there
like,
it is.
Like, I mean, obviously I am a mom.
Yes.
But so is Megan Fox. She doesn't look like a mom.
Well,
you know
she's
what
had
I mean?
A lot of plastic surgery. Well, you've had a lot of plastic surgery too. That's true. Okay. So that's.
Of the body, not the face.
Let's go with that. Let's go with that angle. You don't look like a mom.
I don't look enough like a mom.
Yeah. Okay. We'll go with
and
that
maybe,
one.
Oh, and can I tell you something else?
Yes.
Doesn't want a scene stealer.
Do you think that was what it
you
is?
You can't put this face on the big screen and think anybody's going to pay attention to your 9-year-old boy.
Oh, that's yeah. True. That's
okay.
A great point.
These
yeah.
green eyes, this beautiful smile.
Of course. Of course.
I don't want to steal that kid's thunder.
Yeah. All right.
Is it a paying gig?
It might be. It probably is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wouldn't matter if it was.
Okay. Because you don't want to do it.
I still would have done it.
Because I still have. Oh, you would have done it.
No, I would not have.
Oh, you don't want to
nope,
do it.
Do okay. not want to do it. I'm busy. You know what I'm busy doing?
What are you doing? What are you busy doing?
I have a life.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Oh, my phone is ringing. It's Hollywood. Excuse me.
It's not ringing.
Hello?
No, it's still
it's
on the lock
vibrate.
Screen. It's on the lock screen. I can see it.
Well. Jacob.
Hey.
Kevin.
I'm available.
No, I'm not.
It's got to be a mother. No.
I can put on a wig. You guys say I look like my mom anyway.
You're Asian. My son's not Asian. It doesn't make any sense.
Adoption is a thing.
So you want to, now talk about a scene stealer. A kid who's got one line in a movie, all of a sudden, people are going to freeze frame and be like, wow, the thought that went into that. So this one random kid in this scene has a transgender Asian mother.
You're wearing a wig and a dress. Do your dresses still fit?
No, I was pregnant.
Oh my God. All right.
You just tell Mark I'm pissed.
I will. Coming.